These are stories, true stories from Gina's dating life. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Tale of Terror.
Oh, a few years ago, a successful movie producer asked me if I wanted to come to his house and watch an advanced copy of American Hustle. I've been wanting to see it and was frankly curious to see what kind of house a Hollywood producer lived in. As I drove up and up deeper into the Hollywood Hills among the beautiful mansions and expensive cars, I finally pulled up to his palatial estate. But when he opened the door, my nose was immediately assaulted with the stench of death. I winced, but tried to ignore the smell and get on with the date. As we cuddled on his bed, watching the movie, the corpse-like odor kept creeping up through my nostrils, taunting me to figure out what it was. Just when I couldn't take it anymore, I said to him nervously, "You know, Matt, I think there might be a sewage leak or something in the neighborhood." And as I said this, a knowing grin came over his face as he readied himself for the big reveal. "Oh, you can smell that," he said. He continued, "Every time I'm too drunk to make it from my bed to the bathroom, I take a piss in my closet."
Oh, what? My.
Can pee and
are you
poop.
Kidding me?
On the
How
potty.
Sick is this guy?
I can pee.
Clearly,
and
I was dealing with an alcoholic and I didn't realize it.
Potty.
I did see him one more time, but then I left for good.
Yes,
but
I can pee.
Oh, my
and
God.
Poop.
Gina, you gotta do better. You gotta do better at picking men.
I know.
Oh, you smell that?
That was my favorite part.
He'd gone nose blind to it.
Every time, he says.